think of it, the Lord Jesus says to the disciple, "Say not ye, they are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I send you, lift up your eyes, and look and see, for they are white, already to harvest." And so that we have a ripe, ready field out there, over 7 billion people. And most of them are waiting to hear the gospel. If we do not reap the field, we will lose them. Because people are like mango. When the mango ripe, if you don't reap it, you're going to lose those mangoes. They will drop and they will rot. And so people are passing. People are going to die. Many are dying from day to day. And so that we look on the field, and it is a call for reapers. We move on. Pray. The Lord told the disciple in Matthew 9, verse 36, "Pray the Lord of the harvest, that he may send forth laborers into his harvest." And that is still a necessary, that it is still necessary for us to be praying and asking the Lord to send forth laborers into his harvest. And he says, that's Matthew 9:36 and 38. I'm going to read those verses. "But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they faint, and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest, that he may send forth laborers into his harvest." The harvest is still plenteous, beloved, and the laborers are still few. So, as we hear and we look on the field, let us get down on our knees and cry to the Lord for those who are dying daily in their sins. And that's going to motivate us to go. Go and tell, go and preach. As we have in Matthew and Mark also tell us a similar. And let me read it from Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And in St. Mark chapter 16, he says in verse 15, "And he said unto them, Go in into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So the Lord is expecting us in this generation. The apostles are not here today. We are the ones that he is expecting us to go and to preach the gospel. There's another thought, we might move to the next one, and I did mention 5, yes? And that is to give them to eat. Matthew chapter 14, the Lord used those words that there is another side of things that we might have to pay attention to, as we have seen him done. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 6, it says, in verse 15, "And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart. Give them to eat." That's another side of things that we might need to pay some attention to. So those are the five things that I mentioned, perhaps concerning the servants. And I will mention other five things, and then I take my seat and we discuss the matter concerning the gospel. And there I have the object. And the object is the person of the Christ. He must be ever be the central theme of our presentation, Christ. Other person might furnish some beautiful illustration and so on, but Christ must be the central theme of our presentation. His death, redemptive work, his resurrection, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his return, all those things concerning himself. Because we are told in Romans, that we have that verse up here, I think, Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, it says, Paul, verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he has promised afore by the prophet and his holy apostles, concerning his Son Jesus Christ, O Lord, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So the gospel, the whole gospel, is concerning God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he must be kept as the center of every presentation that we make, in whatever style we make it, in whatever place, whether it is one-to-one or Christ must be the fourth person. Then I move quickly to the next, and that is the people. The person of the Christ and the people, beloved. We are sent to all people of the world. And we have viewed that there are some 7 million, a billion people out there. And I put that picture here, somebody sent it to me sometime ago, like a conference I think held in Pennsylvania. And somebody said, and I use it here, and to show the blend of people. All kind of people. All races are gathered here. And small ones, little ones, because we talk about the little ones, and the young people, and the older ones. We need to address ourselves to all groups of people. And knowing this, we will prepare ourselves. When the Lord was sending out Ezekiel, he said, I'm not sending you to a people that you don't know. I'm sending you to the house of Israel. And most of us got the privilege to serve in our home country. And that is a plus. That we, most of us here, serve in our home country. And we got further privilege beyond our home country. But I think it is wonderful to talk the same language and to understand the same culture and all of that as we deal with people. Yeah, next one is the pattern. And that's the pattern that the Lord has set, that it should Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The home front, beloved, that those we were hearing in the keynote address about repairing and beautifying the home front. It's important. And our town and our country and everywhere. That is how the Lord desired we should go out, or out with the gospel. When we follow it in the Acts, we find that in the Acts, they started Jerusalem. But soon Antioch seems to be the center, and the gospel keep moving and go on and on. And so that that's the kind of pattern in the sense of mission that I like to mention. There are just two other things I like to say, and that is the method. And I put some electronic things there. I put radio, I put phone, a good computer. And I want to read a few verses, however, from Acts chapter 20 and verse 20. He says, "And how I kept but nothing that was profitable unto you, but I have shown you and taught you publicly and from house to house." And then 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 18. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom meaneth God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." I'd like to say this is the number one method, and God still expects the preaching to go on. In spite of all the various methods that we might use, it is the preaching, it is the declaration of Christ that we must never leave out, never get that squeeze out of it. It is good to use all the things that are there to use to reach people. But nothing like face-to-face preaching. Face-to-face declaring the word mouth-to-mouth, whether it is one or his name. It is wonderful. And because you can pick up every little thing and you are able to deal with it and you can get along and bring that which is necessary. One more. And that is the response. The purpose. And the purpose is, I just have one verse for the purpose, in 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4, referring to God, our Savior, who says, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." That's where we want to bring everybody, to Christ. And the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. We want everyone to come here to this position. That should be the purpose or the aim of the one who declared the gospel, that they be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So beloved, there are many areas, methods and so on that we can look at now. We can broaden on these things and take up errors that I have not mentioned at all, and the Lord help us to get the sense and the appreciation of concerning the gospel. Amen.